Now, we're going to pause this just for a second because we're going to talk to someone that is desperate in need for help. Morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you. Thank you very much. Now, this is Catherine from St. Francis Hospice. And regular listeners all know, Catherine, that we have you on once a month to talk about some of the bits and pieces that are going on and how you're raising money. The first question I want to ask you is, because we're all told to keep away and stay indoors, St. Francis Hospice can't have much going on, because, and that's where your source of money comes from, isn't it?
That's right. Because of obviously what's happening at the moment, many of our events have been cancelled. A lot of the work that we would usually do in the community has been either cancelled or postponed. So there's a lot that would be going on normally, as we all know, that now isn't, unfortunately. And that's caused us obviously a big decline in the income that we would have coming in for us.
You obviously need help from anybody that's listening. How would you like them to help you?
We do. We've recently launched an urgent appeal because it is a real urgency for us. So we've launched what we're calling an urgent appeal. What people can do is they can visit our website and they can go on and make a donation. Every donation helps. I mean, if you can give us a regular donation, that's absolutely fabulous. So as little as £3 a month would really help to sponsor one of our nurses, or even if it's just a one-off donation, it all would really, really help us at this time, because we're facing the biggest crisis since we opened, unfortunately. So 35 years ago we opened, and this is the worst funding crisis obviously that we've known in that time.
Now, we're not talking about pennies, are we? We're talking about £8 million a year you need to raise.
That's right. It's 8.5 million that we need in support from our lovely supporters anyway. But obviously now it's even more crucial than ever, because all of the activities that we have had planned, as we said, have unfortunately been postponed or cancelled. So that income that we would rely on normally just isn't there at the moment. So it's an even harder uphill battle for us, unfortunately. So that's why we're really the urgency of now to help people in any way that they can.
Okay, well, your website is sfh.org.uk.
That's
Let's see if we can drive as many people as we possibly can to your website
so
get you as much money, because you do an amazing job at St. Francis.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I mean, our work still carries on, obviously, throughout the crisis. We're there 24/7 for people. We're there out in the community. Our services continue to run at the ward. There, you know, there's no way that we would want to stop those, or we're able to stop those. But we still need the funding. That's the long and the short of it, unfortunately. So.
Well, Catherine, I really do, fingers crossed, I hope you get the money and the funding that you need.
Thank you.
And that website, once again, is sfh.org.uk. Catherine, thank you so much for calling us in.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you today, and thank you for supporting us.